Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Ram Goldar, and today we're Masechet Tainus Daf Zayin, the first Perek Me'emasai. Before we begin, I just want to remind everybody that there is still time to register for the Grand Chizuk event taking place this Sunday in Passaic, New Jersey. It's going to be a grand time, a tremendous amount of Chizuk, and put a lot of jet fuel into your engines in terms of taking on the next 25% of Shas in this Daf Yomi Machzor. Barry and I are looking forward to meeting you there, so please register either via the link in your emails or your WhatsApp. Or if you're listening on Aldaf, you can send an email to info@zichru.com. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Avo said, Gadol Yom Gashamim Metchias Amesim. The day that it rains is greater than Tchias Amesim. The Yom Tchias Amesim was Tzadikim, Ve'el Gashamim Ben Letzadikim Ben Rishayim. For Tchias Amesim is only for Tzadikim, whereas rain helps both Tzadikim and Rishayim. Rabbi Avo disagrees with Rabbi Yosef, who said, since rain is equivalent to Tchias Amesim, the Chachamim inserted the mention of rain in the bracha of Tchias Amesim. Rashi explains that rain causes produce to grow, which supports human life. Rabbi Yudah said, a day of rain is as great as the day the Torah was given. For the pasuk states, Yarof k'matar likhi, my teaching, lekach, shall drip down like the rain. And the word lekach means Torah, as a different pasuk states, ki lekach tov nesati lachem torasi otozovu. For I, referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu, give you good instruction, do not forsake my Torah. Rava said, yosim yom shenit in the Torah, a day of rain is even greater than the day the Torah was given, for the pasuk had used rain as a metaphor for the Torah, and a metaphor compares a smaller thing to a greater thing. In this case, rain is the greater thing. Point number two, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, why are the words of Torah compared to a tree, as it stated in the pasuk Eitz Chaim Hil Machazikim Ba? It, referring to the Torah, is a tree of life for those who grab hold of it. This teaches you, just as a small piece of wood is used to light a larger piece, so too it is with Talmud Chachamim. The younger ones sharpen the minds of the older ones. This is reflected in what Rabbi Chanina said. I've learned a lot from my rabbis, and from my chavirim I've learned more than from my rabbis, but from my talmidim I've learned the most. Rabbi Chanina Ba'idi said, why the words of Torah compared to water, as the pasuk states, Yo kotzame lechu lamayim, ho, everyone that is thirsty should go to the water. This is coming to teach, just as water leaves a high place and goes to a lower place, avdivrei Torah ein meskayim el b'mi shedaito shefela. So it is with divrei Torah that they are remembered only by one whose spirit is lowly, meaning that he's humble. And point number three, the Gemara brings several teachings for why rain is withheld. Included in the list are the following. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi said, rain is withheld only because of those who speak Lashon Hara. Rav Salah said in the name of Havnuna, rain is withheld only because of those that are brazen. Rav Kitina said, rain is withheld only because of Bitzel Torah. Each more brings a pasuk to support his teaching. So once again, the few points are number one. Rabbi Yobo said, Gadol Yom Gashamim Metchias Amesim. The day that it rains is greater than Tchias Amesim. The Ilot Tchias Amesim Letzadikim Ve'el Gasham Ben Letzadikim Ben Rishayim. But Tchias Amesim is only for Tzadikim, whereas rain helps both Tzadikim and Rishayim. Rabbi Yobo disagrees with Rabbi Yosef, who said, Mitoch Shehi Shekul Ketchias Amesim Kavua B'Tchias Amesim. Since rain is equivalent to Tchias Amesim, the Chachamim inserted the mention of rain in the brach of Tchias Amesim. Rashi explains that rain causes produce to grow, which supports human life. Rav Yudah said, Gadol Yom Gasham Ki Yom Shenit Nebo Torah. A day of rain is as great as the day the Torah was given. For the pasuk states, Yarov K'matar Likhi. My teaching, Lekach, shall drip down like the rain. And the word Lekach means Torah, as a different pasuk states, Ki Lekach Tov Nesati Lachem Torasi Al Tazobu. For I, referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu, give you good instruction, do not forsake my Torah. Rav said, Yosim Yom Shenit Nebo Torah. A day of rain is even greater than the day the Torah was given, for the pasuk had used rain as a metaphor for the Torah, and a metaphor compares a smaller thing to a greater thing. In this case, rain is the greater thing. Point number two, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, why are the words of Torah compared to a tree, as it stated in the pasuk Eitz Chaim Chigol Nachazikim Ba? It, referring to the Torah, is a tree of life for those who grab hold of it. This teaches you, just as a small piece of wood is used to light a larger piece, so it is with Talmud Chachamim. The younger ones sharpen the minds of the older ones. This is reflected in what Rav Chanina said. I've learned a lot from my rabbis and from my chaverim. I've learned more than from my rabbis, but from my talmidim I've learned the most. Rabbi Chanina Bar-Idi said, why are the words of Torah compared to water? As the pasuk states, Hayo kotzame lechu amayim, ho, everyone that is thirsty should go to the water. That's coming to teach, Just as water leaves a high place and goes to a lower place, so it is with Divrei Torah that they are remembered only by one whose spirit is lowly, meaning that he is humble. And point number three, the Gemara brings several teachings for why rain is withheld. Included in the list are the following. Rabbi Shimon Pazi said, rain is withheld only because of those who speak Lashon Hara. Rav Sala said in the name of Rav Hamnuna, rain is withheld only because of those that are brazen. And Rav Ketina said, rain is withheld only because of Bitzel Torah. Each more brings a pasuk to support his teaching. All right, so now we go to our Simfer Dav Zayin, and our standard simon is a gun, because a clay Zayin is a weapon, so we use a gun. So here goes. The boy who wanted to learn how to use his super soaker water gun to wake up the dead when it rained by peppering his water gun coach with lots of questions didn't realize no rain would fall because of Lashon Hara and brazenness. Once again, in slow motion. The boy who wanted to learn how to use his super soaker water gun, that must be more on Duff Zion, clay Zion, weapon, gun. The boy who wanted to learn how to use his super soaker water gun to wake up the dead when it rained, which reminds us we have a number of teachings regarding Gadol Yom HaGashamim, about the greatness of a day of rain. There are those that say that a day of rain is greater than Tchiyas HaMeisim. Others say it's equivalent to Tchiyas HaMeisim. Another Amora holds that a day of rain is as great as the day the Torah was given, while there's an opinion that it's greater than the day the Torah was given. So the boy who wanted to learn how to use his super soaker water gun to wake up the dead when it rained by peppering his water gun coach with lots of questions, which reminds the Gemara, asks, why is the Torah compared to a tree like we have in the Pasuk, Eitz Chaim Chilu Machazikim Ba? We learn just as a small piece of wood is used to light a larger piece, so it is with Talmud Chachamim. The younger ones sharpen the minds of the older ones because they pepper them with a lot of questions. This is reflecting what Rabbi Chanina said, Harbe Lamadim Rabosai, Mechaveira Yosim Rabosai, Mitamidai Yosim Kuan. I've learned a lot from my Rebbe's, and from my Chaverim I've learned more than from my Rebbe's, but from my Talmudim I've learned the most. So the boy wanted to learn how to use a super soaker water gun to wake up the dead when it rained by peppering his water gun coach with lots of questions, didn't realize no rain would fall because of Lashon Hara and brazenness. Which reminds us, we have several teachings as to what sin causes rain to be withheld, including this list as Mesapi Lashon Hara, or because of Azuz Panim, brazen people, or Bitzel Torah. So once again, the boy wanted to learn how to use his super soaker water gun to wake up the dead when it rained by peppering his water gun coach with lots of questions, didn't realize no rain would fall because of Lashon Hara and brazenness. All right, now it's time for four Blabat Chazorah. Daf Gimel, so the simon Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The men leading a caravan of camels, that must be more Daf Gimel, gamal. The men leading a caravan of camels who do, where nothing was growing, which reminds us, there was Tana Brice of Betal Baruchos Lechivu Chachamim Lehazkir. With regard to dew and wind, the Chachamim did not require one to mention them by reciting. He makes the dew fall and the wind blow. Yimbal Lehazkir Mazkir, but if one wants to mention them, he may do so. We learn that dew is never withheld from the mice of Eliyahu and Achav during the drought. So the men leading a caravan of camels who do, where nothing was growing, who were blown by a windstorm to the four corners of the earth, which reminds us that we learn that winds are never withheld from the pasuk that states, Kika arba ruchos hashamayim peirashti eschem ne'um Hashem, for I spread you abroad like the four winds of the heaven, says Hashem. So why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu say, Ka'arba, like the four corners of the earth? This is coming to teach us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Keshem she'iyev sholom b'lo ruchos, kach iyev sholom b'lo Yisrael. Keshem she'iyev sholom b'lo ruchos, kach iyev sholom b'lo Yisrael. Just as the world cannot exist without winds, so too cannot exist without Yisrael. So we see from here that the world cannot exist without winds. So the men leading a caravan of camels through dew, where nothing was growing, who were blown by a windstorm to the four corners of the earth, were relieved when they saw sunshine after a rainfall and snow-capped mountains, which reminds us that wind that appears after a rainfall or clouds that appear after rainfall or sunshine that appears after rainfall are all beneficial like the rain, and snow is the equivalent of five rainfalls. Daf Dalet, so the simmer Daf Dalet is a delet, a door. So here goes. The young rabbinical student who got angry when he got locked outside the shul door, that must be more on Daf Dalet, delet, door. The young rabbinical student got angry when he got locked outside the shul door, which reminds us of Gemara brings statements about young rabbinical students. Rava said, a young rabbinical student is like a seed beneath the earth. Once he sprouts, meaning once his name becomes known, he grows in prominence. He also said, Haitzum Rabban Darasach Araisut Kamaraschale. When a young rabbinical student gets heated up, meaning he gets angry, it's the Torah that's causing him to get angry. So the young rabbinical student got angry when he got locked outside the shul door and improperly promised to serve the person who would let him in. Which reminds us, three people asked Shlomo Kohagan improperly, and two were answered properly, and one was answered improperly. Eliezer and Shlomo asked improperly and were answered properly, whereas Yiftach answered improperly and was answered Shlomo Kohagan improperly when his daughter was sent his way. So the young rabbinical student got angry when he got locked outside the shul door and improperly promised to serve the first person who would let him in, could hear the diaspora minyan begin to mention rain on the first day of Shemini Atzeres, and knew from then on they wouldn't stop, which reminds us. The Gemara asks what those in Gauls do who keep 2 days of Shemini Atzeres when it comes to begin mentioning rain, and concludes that once one begins mentioning rain in the Musaf the first day, he doesn't stop. Daf hay, so the sum of daf hay is hay, a haystack, so here goes. The field of hay, that must be more on daf hay. The field of hay where wheat stalks grew miraculously in 11 days due to your rains in Nisan, which reminds us that the Gemara asks how the pasuk can say that your rains fell in Nisan when they usually begin in Mar Cheshvan, and answers that the pasuk is referring to the miracle that occurred in the times of Yoha Navi when your rains fell in Nisan after many years of famine, and stalks that usually take 6 months to grow only took 11 days. So the field of hay where wheat stalks grew miraculously in 11 days due to your rains in Nisan was overshadowed by a heavenly city, which reminds the Gemara brings a source that there's a Yerushalayim Shalmala. But the pasuk states, Yerushalayim habunuya kiir shechubra layachtav. The Yerushalayim that is built will be like the city which is joined together with it. So the field of hay where wheat stalks grew miraculously in 11 days due to your rains in Nisan was overshadowed by a heavenly city, where a young Nabi went prematurely gray was on his way up. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks how the pasuk could say that old age came suddenly on Shmuel when he only died at the age of 52, and answers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him prematurely age by making his hair turn gray so that Shmuel would pass away before Shaul's death, so no one would suspect Shmuel of wrongdoing. The Gemara goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon for doing so. Dav Vav, so the simmer Dav Vav is a sword. So here goes. The man who finished plastering his roof with a sword, that must be more in Dav Vav. The man who finished plastering his roof with a sword when the first rain fell, which reminds us that we learned different pshatim of why the rains are called Yora Umalkosh. One pshat for Yora is Yora Shemoris Abrios Lahatia Kagosen. The first rain is called Yora because it instructs its more people to plaster their roofs, to bring in the produce from the fields, and to take care of all their needs before winter comes. So the man who finished plastering his roof with his sword when the first rain fell, breaking his netter not to get benefit from it until the second rains came, which reminds us, the Gemara notes that the first rain is to indicate when to begin requesting rain, and knowing the time the third rain is needed to indicate when to fast, but it asks what the purpose of the second rainfall is, and Rabbi Zera said, l'nedarim, for vows, for Osana Mishnah, anodar ad gashamim, mishiyerdu gashamim. If someone makes a netter that he will not get enough from a certain item until the rains, or from when the rains fall, he's not permitted to derive benefit from it until the second rainfall. So the man who finished plastering his roof with his sword when the first rain fell, breaking his netter not to get benefit from it until the second rains came, made a brach on the rain as he stood in a puddle with droplets coming down and splashing up. Which reminds the Gemara asks, when does one start to say the bracha over rain? When the chasen has gone out to meet the call. Rashi explains that this means that it rains so much that when a drop of rain falls into a puddle, some drops jump upwards. Rav Papa said that since there's a machlokes whether the end of the bracha for rain concludes rov hodos or kel hodos, both endings should be said, kel hodos v'rov hodos, God of thanksgivings and many thanksgivings. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.